Seemed to float above his wall, which was 18 foot, and I was right driving.
I said, I must get some air, and they all took me upstairs in the roof.
Well, I was there. Tried to come across my head.
Destroyed my ego, you know, and I didn't believe I could do anything, you know. And I went down with Yoko and we checked out again, and she filled me completely to realize that I was me and it's all right, you know. And that was it.
On a Saturday, we used to go to work Saturday mornings then, I've gone into the boozer and had a tidy drop of beer, and my old mate, he'd gone home, that's right, so I thought to myself, well, I don't know, the old legs were a bit unsteady and I knew I'd had a lot of beer, so I goes and lays on Bromley Common, you know, sleep it off and get on the bus, get home. Well, I've sleeping it off, and all of a sudden, I'm being kicked like a bloody football. There's only the blue bottle over the top, and he's kicking me ribs in. Hey, come on, I'm a station. What for, I say? What do you want me for? I'm sleeping here. Drunk, he said. I said, how can I be bloody drunk? I'm sleeping.
Get on this couch and talk away. and welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and this month we'll be hearing some of my highlights from the Strange Brew era. So over the next hour, you'll be listening to some of my favourite tracks. You've just heard The Beatles with A Day in the Life, mixed into ELO and Mr. Blue Sky from 1978, released on the Jet label. And then we went into The End with Cardboard Watch. Can't take full credit for the Beatles' ELO remix, which was primarily by CCC and Ill Chemist, and they did that in 2007. After The Day in the Life's final chord, you heard A Strange Old Man Talking, which is, in fact, Bill Wyman's gardener, George Kensett. And you must be thinking, why the hell are we playing Bill Wyman's gardener? Well, The End, one of the best bands from the late 60s who didn't enjoy much chart success in Britain, were managed by Bill Wyman. And when it came to The End recording the album, it was Bill's idea to get his gardener into the studio, as he had a wealth of hilarious stories. We then followed George with the song which followed George on The End's LP Introspection, which is The End's psychedelic pop classic Cardboard Watch. Anyhow, next to the first song that David Bowie wrote and recorded as a solo artist. The US single release of this sold on eBay a few years back for about £2,000. It's I Can't Help Thinking About Me, which is a fantastic single released on Pi in 1966, which was actually played by David live in 1999 on VH1 Storytellers. But here's the original and best version produced by Tony Hatt.
Questions and answers are brought dishonor. My head's bowed in shame. It seems that I've blackened the family name. Mother says that she can't stand the neighbors talking. I've gotta pack my bags, leave this home, start walking. Yeah, I'm guilty. I wish that I was sorry this time. I wish that I could pay for my crime. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. Remember when we used to go to church on Sundays? I lay awake at night, terrified of school on Mondays. Oh, but it's too late now. I wish I was a child again. I wish I felt secure again. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. As I pass a recreation ground, I remember my friends always be found at a camp. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. Now I leave them all in the never never land. The station seems so cold, the ticket's in my hand. My girl calls my name, I Dave. Drop in, see around, come back if you're this way again. Oh, I'm on my own, I've got a long, long way to go. I hope I make it on my own. I can't help thinking about me. 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 I can't help thinking about me.
David Bowie in the lower third from 1966. We now go forward a year to 1967 and the first of two tracks, which is our only double header of the show. Two tracks that were recorded for BBC Radio and presented by the great Brian Matthews. Firstly, we have Cream and Strange Brew, recorded in May 67 for June the 3rd, Saturday Club Show. And then we have Hole in the Shoe by Traffic, written by Dave Mason, recorded in September 67 and broadcast on October the 1st. and that featured on the Top Gear show. So firstly, Strange Brew, introduced by Brian Matthews.
All right, all you groovy, tuned-in, turned-on way out fans, here's a sample of your kind of music as we feature Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce, otherwise the Cream, in Strange Brew. Performance by The Cream of the number from their latest release, Strange Brew.
All that I knew was the hole in my shoe, which was letting in water.
Strange Brew from Cream, followed by Hole in My Shoe from Traffic from 1967 BBC Sessions presented by Brian Matthews. Also from the 1967 Summer of Love era was Warm Sounds, who were the harmony duo of Barry Husband and Denver Gerard, whose debut single reached number 27 in the UK Hit Parade in June. The harmonies and orchestration are exquisite, so here's Birds and Bees.
There you are, in the corner. No, it's no use you hiding from me, 'cause I know that you want me. It's easily plain to see.
Sitting on the cold hard floor, so I wish you decide to come here by my side for a kiss and a cuddle with me. Don't be afraid, come with me please. That's all there is to the birds and the bees. Don't be afraid, come with me please. That's all there is to the birds and the bees.
Sorry dear, I can see you by the twinkle that shines in your eyes. No, I don't think it's starlight. It's your passion for me that I spy.
Please remember, our words are not the same old line. When I ask you to blaze in the heat and the haze by my side on this beautiful day. Look at the sky, look at the trees. That's all there is to the birds and the bees. Look at the sky, look at the trees.
Absolutely fantastic Birds and Bees by Warm Sounds from the first Summer of Love. Now from the same era, but with the flip side of that summer, I think, is Bill Fay's Tale of a Late Night Party, Screams in the Ears, the B-side of his debut and possibly only single, Some Good Advice. All of his subsequent albums are well worth investigating, including Time of the Last Persecution and this year's Still More Light double album. But for me, Screams in the Ears is like listening to the offspring of Syd Barrett and Bob Dylan. You can't get much better than that.
Sherry to somebody else, I've got nothing to say. Said my wife's in the bedroom with everyone else, but I don't want to play.
Will you stop asking me who I am? Go and find someone else to take. tell your jokes to. What a great party this is.
Still moan, I got nothing but screams in my ears. And I've just put a cigarette out. No thanks, I don't want another beer.
Will you stop asking me who I am? Go and find someone else to tell your jokes to. What a great party this is.
The budgerigar committed suicide. When it was you, I saw you put that gin in its border. I was standing by your side.
Will you stop asking me who I am? Go and find someone else to tell your jokes to. What a great party this is.
Just been listening to Bill Fay with Screams in the Ears. This is the Strange Brew Podcast. Next to the opening track from an album recorded predominantly at Abbey Road after Sgt. Pepper and Piper at the Gates of Dawn from June to August 1967. This track was actually the follow-up single to Going Out of My Head, which was on our last show, Classic US Hit Record. It is Care of Cell 44 by The Zombies.
Okay.
been listening to Care of Self 44 by The Zombies. Now to a single released on Decca in March 1968. The band were Fire, whose lead singer was Dave Lambert, who later went on to much chart success in the band Straubs. Now Fire's debut 45 was Father's Name Is Dad, and on the strength of their material, they were signed to Apple Publishing, with Paul McCartney providing production tips. In the Strange Brew charts, this would have hit number one, but sadly, in the real world, this single went nowhere.
From a kid of four, you don't expect a supernatural intellect. Just like the other kids, lived a world of building bricks. My father's name was Dad, my mother's name was Mum. How can I take the blame for anything I've done? So now at my present age,
Father's Name Is Dad. Now to another act with a connection to the Apple stable. It's the Ivies, or should I say Badfinger in an earlier guise. Yesterday Ain't Coming Back was a classic joint effort by the band's two guitarists, Pete Ham and Tom Evans, who are sadly no longer with us.
Yesterday ain't coming back, so you had better plan tomorrow. A plan to rid you of all sorrow.
Yesterday ain't coming back.
You've lost the only love you had, so there's no use in crying out your heart. Get on your feet, it's time to make a start. Yesterday ain't coming
no,
back.
No, no, too late to cry. No, no, too late to sigh. See another day.
See another day.
No, no, too late to cry. No, no, too late to sigh. Tomorrow's on its way.
See another day. What's done is done, but time's too late. And crying isn't going to change things. You'll have to start to rearrange things. yesterday ain't coming back.
No, no, too late to cry. No, no, too late to sigh. See another day.
See another day.
No, no, too late to cry. No, no, too late to sigh. Tomorrow's on its way.
See another day. Start to do the things they cannot do. Yesterday ain't coming. Yesterday ain't coming. Yesterday ain't coming back.
The Ivies and Yesterday Ain't Coming Back. We now move into the 70s, but to an artist with strong 60s roots. It's the legendary John Pantry, singer-songwriter extraordinaire for Peter and the Wolves in the mid-60s and engineer of the first three Bee Gees albums. His last secular album was a self-titled John Pantry LP released in 1972 before he moved into Christian music and Christian broadcasting. The song that we're about to play is called This Woman's Love, and it's one of the many standout tracks from his final secular album.
This woman's love has taken all the fight out of me, and I'm not angry anymore. She's not the kind to show love to a man she knows would let her down. We're so complete, and nothing beats us easily. This is what I've waited for. I've had a lonely time. Nothing can hurt my mind anymore. This woman's love, love, working on. Complete, and nothing beats us easily. This is what I've waited for. I've had a lonely time. Nothing can hurt my mind anymore. This woman's love, love.
John Pantry and This Woman's Love. Next to another cult 60s artist who was still going strong into the early 70s, we have Billy Nichols, best known for his classic album Would You Believe, that had an incredibly limited release on Andrew Loog Oldman's immediate label in, I think, 1968. This next track, White Lightning, was on Billy's 1974 long player called Love Songs, and told the story of when he was 7 years old and had a tooth taken out by the dentist, and he was given gas. He saw an intense golden light and heard what sounded like a million angels singing in harmony.
Please, mommy, please, don't take me dentist. I've got a toothache, but that's okay. Give me some time, and tonight in my bedroom, I'll work it loose like I always do. Chair. Heard 100 angels flying past him. What a gas sitting there. The same little boy with a few more years took a sniff of this, a taste of that. What a drag, nothing there. And then one day he saw you walk and heard you didn't talk. Saw the writing on the wall.
Next we have Alan Price, best known for forming the Animals and playing organ on The House of the Rising Sun. Soon after though, he embarked on a solo career. The track Away Away featured on his 1974 autobiographical album Between Today and Yesterday, which drew heavily from his upbringing in North East England. However, the version that we'll hear is from the peak of his career at a televised concert at the Royal Theatre London on January the 2nd, 1975.
This is a song which is supposed to demonstrate what it's like to get up in the morning 6 o'clock without enough food, enough rest. It's called Away Away. Breakfast at 6 for the boys with a job, tired before they start. Give them the money, and they'll do the job. The boys have got lots of heart. So it's up in the morning over the bridge, and there's darkness still over the day. Over the cobbles and down to the yard, away, away, away. Someday you think he may never come back, the man who is all your life. It breaks your heart and it makes you cry. Is this part of being a wife? So it's up in the morning over the bridge, and there's darkness still over the day. Over the cobbles and down to the yard, away, away, away. So it's up in the morning over the bridge, and there's darkness still
away by Alan Price. We have time for two more tracks, one old, one new. I guess you could say our next song is borrowed, as it is our penultimate track and was first written and recorded by Sandy Denny for her 1972 LP Sandy with Dave Swarbrick on violin. Dave is arguably the finest fiddle player in the world, but his version of It Suits Me Well finds him also on mandolin and lead vocals to great effect.
I travel the land. There are no chains about me. I am my own man. I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have been are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a proper home, not one like yours is. I've nearly always had a caravan with horses. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. Surprise, all the places I have sailed are, and they ain't
no lies. I've never had a garden nor a place with windows. I stand upon the salty deck and feel the wind blow. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. I can tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. Of the places we have played are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had no money and no hope to get none. I can always get a penny when there is good reason. I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well.
It Suits Me Well by Dave Swarbrick. Before we play our last song, do send me your ideas, messages, etc. to thestrangebrew@live.co.uk. The next show will feature heavily Denny Lane of Wings and the Moody Blues. Anyhow, our next and final track hasn't been released, or will just about have been by the time you hear this. It is the British neo-psych band The Chemistry Set and their fantastic cover of Silver Birch by Del Shannon, which was originally on Del's The Further Adventures of Charles Westover record. The Chemistry Set's cover is actually on the A Phase We're Going Through vinyl-only album, available through Fruits de Mer Records, well recommended. But until next time, here's Silver Birch.
Soft floating snowflakes strike her wrinkled face. She waits there every night in her tattered lace. He promised her a wedding that never did take place, and her thoughts reflect the silver birch and the tiny church. Coming back, but she knows he won't. The porter tries to help, he offers her his coat. So many years have since long passed, since he went away, and her thoughts reflect silver birch and the tiny church. sails on the silver birch, and she stands alone, just like the birch, the guitar.